Joining us now from the Massachusetts State House is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Catherine.
So we have word this morning that the FBI may be looking into accusations that former State Senate President Stan Rosenberg's husband, Brian Hefner, sexually assaulted several men in return for political favors. Rosenberg has stepped aside as Senate president while an ethics committee looks into this. Tell us what you know about this possible federal investigation.
Right. Well, yeah, the Boston Globe is reporting that the feds are looking into the Hefner and Rosenberg situation. I think it's important to remember that this is not any kind of official investigation that anyone is claiming to. I, you know, called the FBI yesterday, and they, of course, could neither confirm nor deny. I spoke with Hefner's attorney yesterday, and she told me that there has been no indication that she is aware of any federal involvement. So meaning the attorney nor her client Hefner have been contacted by the federal government, according to her. It's important also to remember that public corruption is a federal matter. In most cases, the feds take over an investigation like this. So I imagine what they're trying to do is to find out what Hefner is alleged to have done, if he actually had influence over the Senate proceedings, if he had influence over Rosenberg himself. And then there's an even murkier side of this when you look into it, is the implication that he might have influence, something that would affect people on Beacon Hill. That is kind of the nature of the harassment that was going on, allegedly. So, you know, there's several layers of potential wrongdoing. Some of it probably could break federal laws. Some of it could break state laws. Some of it could just be unfortunate business. And that's something that the Senate Ethics Committee is going to look into.
Rosenberg, as I said, has stepped aside as Senate president during this, but has said he could come back. Does this additional layer impact the possibility of him being able to come back and resume power?
It certainly does. If you look at that Globe story, they were actually quoting a couple anonymous senators saying that this makes it very difficult for Rosenberg to come back. At least three senators have said that if there is a vacancy in the Senate presidency, they would pursue the permanent position. Right now, of course, it's filled by acting Senate President Harriet Chandler. What's going to happen is that at the end of this investigation, they're going to have another vote for Senate president, and Rosenberg does not reassume the position. So the question on a lot of people's minds is, does Rosenberg have those 21 votes in order to resume being Senate president? And as these things go on, if there's a federal probe, as the Ethics Committee does their work, the Attorney General Amar Healy and Boston DA Dan Connolly have said they are looking into the harassment charges against Hefner. There's a lot of layers here, and it just doesn't look like the kind of thing that Rosenberg can recover from. However, if his name is completely cleared, I think the senators really do still like Rosenberg and really would like to see him back in that position.
Turning now to Governor Charlie Baker. He's one of the most popular governors in the country, but, you know, he's a Republican governor in pretty turbulent times, leading a Democratic state here in Massachusetts. And he dodged a potential controversy this week when he threw his support behind Democratic candidate Doug Jones in the Alabama U.S. Senate race. But he's walking kind of a fine line here in Massachusetts, isn't he?
Yeah, as with all things Charlie Baker, he is a Republican in Massachusetts, and that's a difficult thing to do, especially up here on Beacon Hill, which is dominated by the Democratic Party in so many ways. What Baker's Democratic challengers would like you to see is kind of a money where his mouth is question here. Baker has an interesting fundraising plan here where you can give to his federal PAC to give more than the $1,000 that you can give his state fund. In fact, you can give up to $45,000 a year almost to this federal PAC. It is in conjunction with the National Republicans. They get a chunk of that. So Baker gets most of it to continue being, you know, moderate Charlie Baker here in Massachusetts, but the RNC actually gets another significant chunk of that money to support candidates like Roy Moore. A lot of folks up here do not want their Charlie Baker money going to a candidate like Moore, and that can get problematic for Baker.
And that is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Mike, thanks for this update. Have a great weekend. Stay warm.
Oh, you too.